What's up, street dogs? Street cods, street flocks. American ass. All right, so I just broke the universe. 547 kilogram rack pull at 75 kilogram body weight, which is 7.3x my body weight. So, the secret sauce. So the secret sauce is, fasted, no breakfast, no lunch, 100% carnivore dinner, 2 to 3 kilograms of meat, beef, lamb, bone marrow, tongue, liver, ribs, eggs, 12 eggs or beyond. Watch the Eric Kim Egg Challenge where I eat 24 eggs. Shout out to my friend Todd Hada. So how does it feel? So the first thought is, it's kind of like, it's like, if you were like injected with like extremely calming drugs, that's what it felt like. And this, what's interesting is this attempt, I mean, granted it was kind of scary, right? But because it's scary, I kind of lifted it like a bit slower. And once I thrust it off, so the speed and the torque was slow but steady, and then I'd unlifted it. So it was pretty cool. And yeah, so things become interesting because, you know, as time goes on, the upper limit ceilings seem to be being shattered or rewritten by the most unlikely person. So the reason why I think this matters is, you know, I think the rack pull, I call it the God lift. If Achilles were trained today, he would do a rack pull. I think the only reason why historically people did not do more rack pulls, I think it was an equipment issue. So it's easier to deadlift because you don't need a power rack, right? And also, most people who are, you know, lifters, you know, they're all like watching some silly social media blah blah, and I don't watch none of that. And as a consequence, I set my goals and my targets much higher. Like currently my goal is, I don't know, maybe in my lifetime I could do a 10x body weight lift, 12x, who knows, right? And the protocol is actually pretty simple. Like try a 1 rep max attempt once a week, in between sleep 9 to 12 hours a night. Don't spill your seed. You know, get deep tissue massages during the week. And also, this is an interesting observation that I've done, is like the best strategy actually is to not have no music. Like music is a distraction, it gets where your focus is, right? And yeah, just listen to your body. Like if you're not feeling it, just wait till tomorrow. I think slow and steady wins the race. Or there's a saying, tick tick tumba pong or some other, it's like drop by drop fills the bucket. My protocol has been simple. Add like 2.5 pounds to the barbell once a week. Now that I'm in Asia, 2.5 kilograms a week, which is what, 5.2 pounds or something, once a week. Yeah, and during the week, just do like 30,000 steps a day, just walk around a lot, get some sun, do lots of yoga, mobility stuff, you know, heavy dumbbell carries, stuff like that, Atlas lift. And I think the biggest tip I have too is, the higher you go in terms of your weightlifting, you gotta like 10x down on your your yoga mobility stuff. Like I spend like at least 20 or 30 minutes stretching, warming up and doing mobility stuff now. And you know, like I don't use a belt or, you know, silly things. And so as a consequence, it's a training. You want to get rid of all the weak parts of the link. And yeah, I think the ultimate thing is just think first principles, like, you know, the hormonal response you get from lifting 7.3x your body weight gives you the confidence that, yeah, you have no limits.